Welcome to Your Favorite Self with me, Sophia Hyde. I'm on a mission to change the conversation in the personal growth space to one that gives you back all the power. Gone are the days of pursuing things that other people told us to value. The beauty of the word favorite is that it means you have full ownership to declare what you want. This is a space for conversations centered around how to birth those desires that are sitting just beneath the surface. As a certified master life coach, I'm here to help you get tangible results and transformation. So let's get to work. Hello. Welcome back, guys. Today's episode is, I think, a really important one. One, because it's a big announcement that I'm making, but two, it sets a tone that I think many of us can relate to and apply to your life in your own unique ways. And so I'll just start with the announcement instead of burying the lead. This episode, I'm going to call it the finale to season one, because this podcast isn't over. I'm not quitting podcasting, but I do need a pause for a few reasons. I'll talk about that, and then I'm going to also pull a few lessons out of this conversation. But my plan is that this is going to close a chapter of season one. I'm going to take a pause, and then I'm going to come back with season two. And you might want to know, when are you coming back? How long is the pause for? When should we expect more episodes? And here's the truth. I actually don't know. What I have found is that it's really important for us to listen to our bodies. I have found that my mind can, you know, stay really, really busy. You can get caught up in ego, or you can get caught up in overthinking. And sometimes there are just things that we know at an intuitive level that we may not be able to explain. And what I know is that I am not in burnout, but I am approaching it. I know the warning signs. I know I've been it. I've hit burnout before. And it's integrity is really important to me. I believe in teaching, you know, practicing what I preach. And I don't want to fall out of integrity. And so between having the book out into the world and promoting it, I have speaking engagements I'm lining up. I'm doing this podcast. I'm also being a guest on other people's podcasts. I have been so blessed with several new clients I'm in the middle of enrolling, and some that I'm wrapping up, and I want to serve, you know, really well as they close out their time with me. I call it graduating. And my app, there's a lot of things I have for that. And the group coaching program is going so freaking well. Like, I am obsessed with the Unleashed group. Right now, it's seven entrepreneurs, all women. It's just what happened to happen. Men are welcome. It's going to relaunch in May because it was a 90-day program. And I'm loving the culture and the community and the success we're building in this community of entrepreneurs. I want to give all of these things I'm doing, I'm just spread too thin right now. And so I was feeling that stretch of like something has to give. And right now, I'm going to take a pause because right now it needs to be the podcast. But I love this, so it will come back. But before I can bring this back, I need to lay some more foundations. I'm expanding my team right now. I'm trying to onboard some stuff with social media and technology management and virtual assistant. And there's just a lot of moving parts in my life. And so something needed to give somewhere. And so I need to pause the podcast. And in addition to that, another reason is because I think of my coach asked me when I told her on Monday that I just really felt like I needed to do this. She said, well, if you were to put a theme, you've done it for a year. You went from March 10th, from March to March, you did it for a whole year. If you were to put a theme around the first year of your podcast, what would it be? And I said, your favorite self. Like, it's actually in the title. This is, we talked about so many of the spokes. We launched, you guys were on this book journey. I talked about it forever, and then it finally came to be. We hit, like, we interviewed people about the different spokes that they worked on in their journeys. And, you know, it, we really wrapped ourselves around the favorite wheel and your favorite life. And I have some ideas of some topics full disclosure, I'll just tell you guys, I am really obsessed with human design right now. I interviewed Crystal back in January, if you haven't listened to that, and I am just getting more and more and more obsessed with it. It keeps delivering results for clients, so I just keep falling more in love with it. And the second thing is I'm studying ADHD more and more and more and more and more for my own personal benefit to take better care of my brain, but I've attracted a huge percentage of my clients have ADHD, and I just want to help everybody even more than I already am. The more I know, then the more I can help people. And it, don't be surprised, like, if that ends up finding its way into season two. We will see. I'd like to see more interviews with particular types of guests. Not like, I don't know, I have some creative ideas of conversations we can bring for people who don't normally get asked to be on podcasts. I know a lot of times it's authors and speakers and thought leaders, but I love like everyday people, people who no one ever asks them to come on a podcast interview. Those are my favorite people to talk to. So I have some creative ideas coming up and we're going to see. But for today, I'm just announcing a pause. And for you, I also think that it matters that I do this because you may be in a season of life where you can't just keep all of the balls in the air, right? And something may need to take a pause. My favorite, when it comes to juggling all the balls, my favorite example of this is, I forget who originally coined it. I didn't make this up. Somebody else made it famous. But this idea of, you know, we juggle all these balls in the air. And if you're going to drop a ball, because we will inevitably drop a ball somewhere. Make sure it's a plastic ball and not a glass one. And for me, my glass balls are my children, my self-care and my health, my marriage, and my business, because it keeps my life running, right? It creates the income that supports my family. Those are my glass balls. And some other friendships and extended family outside of our home. Some of those relationships feel like glass to me too. And those things are all fine right now, but I can see the writing on the wall with the amount of clients I'm onboarding, with the effort I'm putting into my group coaching, I'm dropping some balls in some content that I'd like to be writing. I just don't have bandwidth for staying in communication with my email. If you're not on my email list, I'll make sure the show note is in there, a link in the show notes. Because I want to be putting more energy into my email list than I currently am out of bandwidth. And so if you're like, I love this podcast so much, I want to stay in communication with Sophia, just make sure you get my emails. And you think that you're supposed to be and the link and it's not working for you, just shoot me an email, hello@sophiahyde.com. I'll make sure you get on it. But what in your life might need to be dropped? Are there any plastic balls? And for me, this one, I'm not like dropping and leaving. I'm just setting it down for a hot minute. There's too many balls in the air. I think part of that is the trying to do my own podcast while being on other people's podcasts while doing like all the things, all the moving parts, right? And so, yeah, I'm just going to hit pause and come back when there is a little bit more breath and some rhythm, and I have some creative visions for this podcast that I want to put into action. And I hope that for you, I'm able to model and rest for you and maybe give yourself permission to set one of your balls down for a hot minute that you might need to take a pause on so that you have more bandwidth for the things that are most important in your life. And that's all I have for today. That's all I came here to share, is that this is the end of season one. We have had a year. I'm sure if you're like, I'm missing Sophia, I am sure at some point there was some episode that you missed. So scroll back through your unplayed over the last year. There's some great content. If you're looking for other content, there's so many amazing podcasts out there. I know you will not have a shortage of podcasts to listen to. And I'll be back at some point. You'll see me appear in your feed, or you'll see an announcement on social media, or you'll get an email about it. I will let you know when it comes back. So stay subscribed, stay following, and I shall return. Sending you my love. Bye-bye. That's it for today, friends. Thanks so much for joining. I want to remind you to check out the show notes. You will find links to purchase the Unleash Your Favorite Self book and journal. You can always schedule a one-on-one session with me. It's called a roadmap, and that is where the coaching process begins. And come join me on the socials. I'm on Instagram the most, and the links are down there. So yeah. And if you're feeling super generous, you could leave me a review on any of the podcast platforms, or if you have read the book and you haven't left a review on Amazon, that would be greatly appreciated too. Thank you guys so much, and I'll be back next week.